and this is a preview of what we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. And tonight is our last night for the May, for the month of May, because next week we want to announce we don't have Friday night youth service because every one of us will go to Ignite Conference. How many of you here are going to Ignite Conference? Can I see a show? Wow! All right, yung iba sa inyo, we'll see you next Friday, all right? That's going to be the first week of June, and we're preparing another exciting series for the month of June as you go back to your campuses. And guess what? All right? Even though tonight is the last night, doesn't mean malungkot tayo because we still talk the Word of God, and we still worship Jesus who is cool, all right? And if you're joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you. This is the church, this is Friday Night Youth, and we worship Jesus here, and we talk about the Word of God. And if you're joining us regularly, I'm glad that you're able to come. I hope you don't just attend, you don't just occupy chairs, you don't just occupy breathing air, breathing space here. I hope you will be participating in this church, you will be part of a victory group, and if you are really serious about your walk with God, I'm encouraging you to be part of victory groups, all right? What is a victory group? It's a group where people have the chance to know God more, and also have the chance to know people more. And you know, we believe that, for you to follow God, it can't just be on your own. You have to do it in the context of group with people around you. Amen? Can we just pray as we start to talk about the Word of God tonight? And let's just ask God to be with us. And if you're joining us for the first time, I want you to pray this prayer sincerely in your heart. And ask God. Say, God, I'm tired of my life. I want to come back to you. Reveal to me who you are tonight. Can you do that? Let's just pray. Lord, come to you tonight. Humbling ourselves, God, acknowledging that you alone are the Lord of all and the King of kings, Lord, and just the ruler of our lives. And I pray, God, Lord, soften our hearts to receive from you. Lord, reveal to us your greatness, your majesty, and your power, that as we go home, Lord, from this place, God, Lord, our lives will never be the same again. Lord, we rebuke any apathy, spirit of apathy, God, and we just, Lord, declare destiny and greatness, Lord, to be in this place, God, because you are a God who, Lord, pours greatness among the lives of your people, God. Lord, we just glorify you, we give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Wow, and, you know, I can't contain my excitement for our Ignite Conference, and I'm telling you, okay, I've been in the meetings, I've seen what's going to happen. I want you to be excited and be an expectant, all right? Don't just go there, Ignite lang to. No, okay, I want you to be, okay, expect, because if you will expect, God will meet you at the level of your expectation, amen? That's why you have to go there. I'm excited about this. You tweet it, okay? Put it in your Facebook profile and whatever. You can announce it to the whole world. I'm going to Ignite, much better, so that we can build up the excitement. And guess what? We're not just attending a conference. We are changing this nation. We are shaping the destiny of this nation. And one thing we do that is when you attend that Ignite Conference and hear from God what is he going to do in and through our lives. And as I start with our message today, and you know, while I was preparing for this message last week, 7 days ago, before I preach here, and before a few minutes before I go up here and just preach the word, my wife Iris approached me at the back, and she told me that, right, sabi sa akin, darling, Helena has a fever. Meron siyang lagnat. And she's been pooping all day. Meron siyang LBM. And when I heard that, I thought it was just, baka lagnat, laki lang to, okay? Ako din, madalas akong malagnat, saka mag-LBM. Lumalaki pa rin ako. Baka lagnat lang. And then when I walk into her and just get Helena from her, and I really felt that, you know, talagang mainit si Helena. May, for those of you who don't know, I have a daughter named Helena. She's so beautiful. She looks like her mom. Praise God. And that's my faith goal, to improve the human race. And if you want to improve the human race, you know what to do. And then, I grabbed a hold of my daughter, and true enough, I mean, she was, you know, really, you know, having a fever. And nadurog yung puso ko. You know, I don't know how it feels. Okay, before when I was a single, I don't care. Okay, kung may anak ka, may sakit, oh, okay, I pray for you. But I don't feel it. But now that I have my own daughter, I feel it. Ganun pala maging tatay. And then, sabi ko, okay, let's just pray and maybe pagkatapos ng service, let's just go home. And then tomorrow morning, we can call the doctor and maybe we can find out what's happening to her. And then, so we just went on the service and went home. And then the next morning, we call our doctors. And we called the pediatrician, we texted her and said to her, Doc, Helena is having fever, she's having LBM, what do you think we need to do? And anong kailangan niya medication? And then the doctor replied, okay, just run some lab tests and make her stool be examined and her urine. And buti na lang, don't have to do that, right? I have to get the poo in there. Yung si Iris ang gumawa noon. And then after the results came out, okay, and we couldn't understand it, we called the doctor and said, Doc, this is the results and everything. And the doctor said, your daughter has amoebiasis, amoeba, may parasite. Or may bulate, or that's causing her to poop and to have. Kaya pala parang masakit yun sa niya the night before, and you know talaga nag LBM siya. And the doctor said, okay, you need to do three things: give her this medicine, and she needs to eat, and because she will be dehydrated, and she need to drink a lot of fluids. And that's what we did. And you know, akala namin, ganun lang yung kadali yun. And then the next day, alright, I mean, Helena is not cooperating. Maybe she's feeling bad, maybe she doesn't want to, and you know, first day ng gabi, second day pala ng fever niya, and she's still so weak, and we've been giving her medication, and because she's not cooperating, she's refusing to, Kala ko na ginagawa ko, papalasin mo na ako eh. And she's refusing to take this medication. Her situation, her condition is not getting any better. And then that night, my wife walked into me. I was praying. No. I was watching television, NBA, you know. Yeah. Go Derrick Rose. Shut up. Miami Heat ka dyan. My wife walked into me and said, "Darling, can you come here inside sa kwarto?" And then I saw her teary-eyed. And she said, you know, I feel bad. I feel sad about Helena and things like that. She's not drinking her medicine. Okay, she's feeling weak. And I can see Helena, she's really feeling weak. And you know, I can do anything. And then I asked my wife, okay, let's just pray. And let's just make some radical decision. The next morning, this is the radical decision that we made. We force her to drink the medicine. We force her to eat. We force her to drink fluids. We force her to drink some water. And what we did this was, ginawa namin si Helena, Helena, ka dito! Inom ka! Helena! That's what we did. We need to do that because if we don't do that, her condition will get worse. And the reason I'm telling this to you is because there are times in our life, sometimes, we are like Helena. How many of you here, you've been sick before? And you've been very picky about the food that you eat? And you don't want to take medications? Your mom has to bribe you. Oh, sige, inumin mo itong gamot mo, mag-jollibee tayo mamaya. Iba sa inyo natawa, oh, ako nga yun. Manonood ka ng cartoons, hindi ka magutulog ng tanghali. Were you like that when you were... When you were young, I mean, your parents have to bribe you and tell you stuff so that you will just do that. But if those things didn't work, they have to force you. Kailangan nila i-force ka. The situation with Helena and the situation that we have whenever we feel sick and we are, you know, we don't feel good. Makita sa PowerPoint. Yan. The situation with that is the very thing I want to talk about tonight. And this situation that Helena just, you know, just revealed to me, was revealed to me and Iris, is kind of like it's kind of like the same with our lives. You know, sometimes we are in a situation that we are not aware, or maybe we are aware but we don't admit. If we are in a situation, there's an ugly truth in us that we don't want to admit. But the reality is, sometimes we have poor knowledge of what is good for us. Let me repeat that. Sometimes we have poor knowledge of what is good for us. And looking back on Helena, she has a poor understanding, poor knowledge of what is good for her. She thought a little thumb sucking, a little playing, a little resistant of eating food, a little resistant of, you know, of drinking medicine will do her good. But on the contrary, hindi naman siya nagiging better. It prolongs her situation and it worsens her condition. Tama? And we need to force her. And sometimes we are like that. We are sick at times, and we don't know any better, and we think we have all figured it out. We know better for our lives kung ano yung mga kabutisan, but sometimes we are not capable to know, or we have a poor knowledge of what is good for us, and we just end up doing what we want to do, and we end up in a more worse situation. Huwag yung tingnan yung PowerPoint. Tingnan niyo ako. All right, just turn it off if you know you can figure it out. All right, and what I'm saying here is, when we are sick, just like Helena, little Helena, we don't know any better. We just thought, okay, kung ano lang alam natin, makakabuti sa atin. But hindi natin alam. And sometimes you are sick emotionally. And you don't know that you are sick emotionally, and you just wake up in the morning, tingnan mo yung cellphone mo, tingnan mo, nag-text na ba siya? Hindi pa. Then you sleep again, after 30 minutes, tingnan mo, text na ba siya? Hindi pa. Tulog ka ulit, after 1 minute, next, tingnan mo ulit, nag-text na ba siya? Hindi pa rin. And then, your morning, sobrang sinanay umaga mo. Tinawag ka nanay mo, anak, kakain na, mamaya na! Nainis ka na. And then, all day long, titingnan mo yung cellphone mo kung nag-text na sa'yo, and you are pissed off. Man, you're sick. Emotionally. Believe me. You go onto your Facebook, tingnan mo, nilike niya ba yung picture ko, pinost ko? Nandun naman siya. And thinking, kapag nilike niya to, that will make my day. And hindi niya pa nila like. Oh, bad trip ka nga. You're sick, man. Really, honestly, you're sick. You are sick emotionally. You are consumed emotionally. For girls here, parang pumunta ka sa Friday night youth, meron kang crush, tiningnan ka niya, ako, type niya ako. Girl, there's something wrong here. Minitian ka niya, ooh, double like. He gave up his seat for me. Oh, wala na. He's just being a gentleman. He's a man of God. He's supposed to do that. Don't interpret those things. And you deserve to be treated like that. But don't be carried away by your emotions. Don't be so sick about it. Do not be controlled by it. You know, emotions are good. I believe God gave it to us because emotions can give us the ability to feel love, but sometimes the enemy can use it against us and destroy us. So make sure your life is not being run by your emotions. Do you agree with me? And sometimes we are spiritually sick, and we're not aware of that. We don't find, okay, so much interest in reading your Bible, attending a victory group, and just, you know, we don't find those things interesting. Mas gusto mo pang manood ng video sa YouTube, panoorin si Lady Gaga, and her latest album, her latest MTV. Ano ba yung latest album niya? Judas. Alright? I Am Beyond Repentance. Mas napafascinate ka pa doon. Guys, we are sick. You're not aware of that, but if you find those things more interesting than the Word of God, than the things of God, we are sick spiritually. Do I say that we don't indulge in some of the sick? Well, there are things that, you know, I sing songs. I love songs. I sing all those things. But I have to draw the line. I want to make sure that this thing will not cause me to be sick. And we think a little church, a little Bible reading, a little victory group from there. Kailan kayo rin nag-attend ng victory group last year? So yearly ka lang umanin ng victory group, akala mo okay ka na. And you go to Friday night youth from time to time, you raise your hand time to time, you agree with your pastor time to time, akala mo okay ka na. Guess what? That's not enough. A little of those things won't do you good. And you know why you have poor knowledge of what is good for you? You know why? Ask me why. Because of sin. Sin desensitizes you. Sin blocks your judgment to choose what is good and right for you. Because sin offers pleasure that is so desirable, and once you have it, your judgment is clouded. Oh, I don't think purity is for me. This is so good. Why would God will be against this? What is why? I mean, why? How come something is so good, feels good, can be so wrong? And you're starting to, you know, to justify things in your mind. Sin desensitizes you. It makes your judgment clouded. It cripples your ability to distinguish from what is right and wrong. You expose yourself with a lot of those things, and the next thing you know, you don't know what is good for you. You lose that ability because you embrace sin in your life. Dahil niyakap mo yung kasalanan. Niyakap mo yung kasalanan na block niya kung ano yung plan ng God sa buhay mo. But listen, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. E pag may problema ka, hindi kailangan si Bob Ong yung basahin mo. Alright? May problema ako. Ano kaya sasabihin ni Bob Ong dito? Listen, you can go to the Word of God and ask God Himself. In the book of Jeremiah, and this we're going to talk about, I mean, this is the verse I'm going to share to you. Okay, there was a situation in the book of Jeremiah where people are sinning against God, doing sin left and right, just committing sins against God, and they don't know any better. Di nila alam kung ano yung gagawin nila sa buhay nila. And because sin has blinded them, because sin has corrupted their mind, they lost the ability to know and choose what is right and good for them. Nawala na yung ability nila, hindi nila alam kung paano nila i-choose kung ano yung tama mali sa buhay nila. And that's what's happening. And because of that, you know, God is angry against them. And God was judging them. And let me read it to you. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 to 11, this is the picture here. You know, I mean, people have poor knowledge of what is good for them. And because of that, they just do what they think is right, that is pleasurable. Kind of like, you know, our generation today. Kind of like our culture today. We live in a culture, just do what feels right, and that is okay. And this is what the generations that Jeremiah was dealing in this verse. And it says here, concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me, all my bones trembles, all my bones tremble, I am like a drunken man, like a man overflowed by wine because of the Lord and His holy word. It's Jeremiah talking. In verse 10, it says here, the land is full of adulterers. You know what's adultery? it's not just an act of sexual perversion. Maybe you could, politically that is right, but adultery, anything that is unfaithfulness towards God is adultery. If you choose some things over God, that's already adultery. Do you follow this? Pag pinili mo isang bagay over kay God, that's already adultery. If you choose some things over God, that is adultery already. That is the picture here. The land is full of adulterers. The land is full of, you know, people worshiping idols, other things apart from God. They worship themselves. They worship the pleasure that, you know, the world can give them. Because of the curse, the land lies parched. The pastures in the desert are withered. The prophets followed an evil course and used their power unjustly. Verse 11. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple, I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. You know, this is a picture here. Kahit yung mga prophet, kahit yung mga priests, they're doing wicked things before God. This is the picture here. And the land was cursed because of the sins of the people. When people start doing what they think is right, then that's the beginning of a bigger problem. When people think they know what is right for them, that's going to be a big problem to overcome. You know why? Because like I always say here, we are not capable to choose what is right for us because deep inside our core, we are sinful. And because of that, God was angry against them. In verse 15, says here, therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says concerning the prophets. I will make them eat bitter food and drink poisoned water because from the prophets of Jerusalem, ungodliness has spread throughout the land. And supposed to be, these are the people who will proclaim the word of God, but they are promoting sins. And then verse 16 to 17 says here, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. Verse 17. They keep saying to those who despise me, so people are despising God. People are ignoring God. People are doesn't mind God, neglecting God. And they keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, no harm will come to you. People are stubborn. People do what they think is right. They just want to do. They have poor knowledge of what is good for them. That's why they just follow what they think is right. They're stubborn. And the prophets are, you know, encouraging them all the more. This is a complete picture of this. This is a wicked picture. That's why God was angry. And while studying this passage of scripture, this story, I keep on asking myself, I keep on, you know, asking, do the Israelites really think that God is in favor of them in spite of their wickedness, instead of their wicked lifestyle? In verse 17 says here, apparently, you know, the Lord says, I mean, the prophet, or this is the picture here. The prophets are, you know, telling the people, okay lang yung ginagawa nyo, the Lord will be with you. Kahit na yung mga tao dinidinig si God at dinidishonor si God, okay lang yan, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their heart, they say, no harm will come to you. The prophet is saying, oh, hindi kayo papahamak. Okay lang yan. Okay? Yung mga ginagawa nyo, okay lang yan. And I keep on thinking, hindi ba alam ng mga Israelites na may mali sa lifestyle nila? And hindi ba nila na-recognize na yung sinasabi ng prophet na supposedly telling them what is right are all wrong? Hindi ba nila na-recognize yun? Do the Israelites doesn't recognize that? Well, apparently, the Israelites didn't recognize that. That's why God judged them. The Israelites' lifestyle was so sick, they couldn't recognize what is right and what is wrong. And to make things more worse, prophets that's supposed to be telling them what is the word of God are encouraging them. Very, very scary situation to be in. And having, you know, that in my mind, hindi ba nakikita, hindi ba naiintindihan itong mga Israelites na to na may mali sa ginagawa nila? You know what? Obviously, hindi talaga nila naiintindihan. And sometimes, naisip ko, there are times in our lives that we keep on doing what we are doing and we still think that God is not against the lifestyle that we are embracing. Patuloy natin ginagawa yung mga bagay na ginagawa natin and thinking God is not against those things. Parang yung mga Israelites dito, they keep on doing what they're doing, thinking, because the prophet are saying, okay lang yun, they're thinking, okay lang siguro to kasi wala namang sinasabi yung prophet eh. And sometimes we are like that. We keep on doing the thing that we are doing. We jump from relationship to other relationship. We do vices from you know, left and right. We curse here and there. We cheat here and there. We lie here and there. And we think, okay lang siguro to. Maybe you're not saying okay lang siguro to, but the mere fact that you are doing it continually, hindi mo na iniisip na God is against those things. You are in a relationship and you keep doing what God has prohibited you to do and you keep on doing it and saying, we love each other anyway. Hindi mo ba naiisip yon? Just like the Israelites, hindi na naiisip talaga yon. Apparently, sometimes, or maybe most of the times, may mga bagay tayong ginagawa na, hindi mo ba naiisip na mali yung ginagawa mo? Hindi mo ba naiisip yon? We are so sick from the inside, we couldn't figure it out. We couldn't say na mali yata itong ginagawa ko. But pastor, hindi ba dapat yung mga prophets nagsabi sa mga Israelites na maling ginagawa nila? So ibig sabihin, kailangan pwede rin i-blame ng mga Israelites yung prophets. Kasi dapat sinabi ng prophets sa kanila na maling ginagawa nila. Well, I believe, you know, it says in the Bible, God is judging the prophets. But you know what? The Israelite doesn't need the prophets to tell them that what they're doing was wrong. Because the Israelites are personally responsible to know the Word of God. Hindi nila kailangan ng prophet na kailangan magsalita sa kanila, hey, mali ang ginagawa nyo. In fact, nung sinasabi sa kanila ng prophet, okay lang yan, dapat ma-alarm ka. And the same way, with the culture, with the generation that we're living today, hindi nyo kailangan ng pastor na magsabi sa inyo, pare, mali ang ginagawa mo. You don't need someone to tell you, dude, what you're doing is dishonoring God. You are personally responsible to know the Word of God. Responsable mo yun. No one will open the Bible for you except you. No one will tell you what is right except you. And who will tell that to you? The Word of God. You open it for yourself. There are times we can say these things to you, but at the end of the day, you will decide. Pag uwi mo, totoo ba talaga yung sinasabi ni Pastor Dan? Can I just read the Bible by myself? You are personally responsible to know and read the Word of God. The Israelites cannot blame the prophets for telling them false words. The same way, you cannot blame the culture out there, you know, telling you to do wrong things because you are personally responsible to know the Word of God. And guys, isn't it obvious? The Israelites couldn't, you know, inisip ko, wala bang commas into mga Israelites na to? Tanga ba sila? I mean, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, okay, says here, the acts of the simple nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, physical rage, self-ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness. Drunkenness is there. Kasi sabi na iba, wala naman sa Bible yung hindi naman kasalanan yung uminom. But drunkenness is there. Orgies and the like. Orgies, black parties, blackout parties, and all those parties. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Guys, you don't need a prophet. You don't need a pastor to tell you what you're doing is right because it is obvious. Obvious na yun. There's a voice inside your head will tell you, sister, mali ang ginagawa mo. That is not honoring God. That is not glorifying God. When you go out here tonight, you're going to be on your own in front of the world. Maybe later you're going to open the internet and you're going to watch, you know, maybe watch YouTube and you will watch your favorite celebrities and they will quote things about life, about love life, about careers. In a subtle way, you may embrace the kind of thinking that they have. You will read tweets and they will tell you things. They will tell you lifestyle. They will tell you things that you need to embrace, philosophies that you need to embrace. And once you embrace them, and if it's not biblical, I'm telling you, you're going to be ending up in a wrong situation. If you embrace a values that is not from God, let me tell you this, you're going to be in big trouble. When you start to date, and you because you saw in the internet that this guy and girl, celebrity, are dating, and now meron silang anak, and it seems okay, and their life is fine, and you adopt that mentality, you know, you go on a relationship, and you know, just do things and that, and then next thing you know, you're in a very, very deep, serious relationship that you're engaging in things, in a situation, in an act that you're not supposed to be doing. At merong nangyari, you can't blame the celebrity saying, kasi sinabi nila yun eh. You can't do that. You are personally responsible to know the Word of God. You can't blame people. You can't blame the celebrity. You can't blame the TV personality. You can't even blame your classmates. Kasi yung classmate ko sabi ganito gawin ko. You can't blame them. You are personally responsible to know the Word of God. Eh kasi sabi ng mga friends ko, ganito, ganyan. Eh ngayon, naghihirap ka. Sabi ko ng klase ko, mag-cut kami ng class. Eh ngayon, bagsak ka, ulit ka ulit, first year. Dapat fourth year ka na. College. Listen, you can't blame those people. Alam niyo kung bakit? If you know the Word of God and you personally know the Word of God, kahit anong sabihin sa'yo ng kultura, ng media, ng influenza outside your world, it doesn't have an effect on you. You know why? Because you have the Word of God. What is the Word of God? What is the Word of God? It says here in Jeremiah 20:29, says here, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? God is saying here, my word is like a fire. My word is like a hammer. You know what it means? It means the fire that God is talking about here is a consuming fire. It means when you go out there, when the world is trying to destroy you, when the world is trying to fill you with lies, when the world is trying to fill you with philosophies that is not biblical, God is saying, my word is like a fire. Before it gets into you, I will consume them. it will not have an effect in you. The reason we are in trouble today because we have allowed the world, we have allowed our friends, we have allowed our culture, we have allowed media to influence us. The reason they have influenced us is because we don't have the Word of God that consumes. If you have the Word of God that consumes you, whatever the world will overthrow against you, it will not have an effect on you. That's the Word of God. And whatever impurities you have inside of you, whatever wrong mindset, whatever wrong beliefs, whatever demonic lifestyle that you have, if you will embrace the Word of God, kung dati, ayoko na magsalita. Whatever lie that you have today, kung addict ka, porn addict ka, or ganito ka, or whatever you are today, listen, if you have the Word of God, it will consume the impurities in your life so that you will be refined in pure before God. That is the Word of God. The Bible says, it's like a hammer. It breaks rocks into pieces. Whatever stronghold you have in your life, it's like a hammer. It will break whatever strongholds you have in your life. Mahirap magpatawad. Mahirap, God will break that mindset. I'm breaking it, says God. Just have my word. In whatever the world will throw against you, you have the hammer, the weapon of God. It doesn't have an effect on you because you have the Word of God. That's what it says in Jeremiah 19:29. And as I close, sabi ni Ryan kanina, we're all gonna go back to our campuses this coming June. Kailan ba ipasokan? December 16? Kailan? June 13, June 6. Okay. When you go back to your campus, this is the picture I want you to see. Okay? The enemy's eyes are on you. He will do everything to make your life miserable. He will throw lies into you. He will use your classmates. He will use your teachers. He will use the culture in your campuses and will make you do things that will dishonor God. The pressures are going to be so high that you can't bear it on your own. What do you need to do? What will you do? Pagbalik sa campus, will you give in? Will you allow them to influence you? The Bible says, the Word of God is like a fire. When you go out there, make sure you have the Word of God. When you go out there, don't just have a fire like this. Because you know why? If you have a fire like this, and you go out there, konting tulak lang sa'yo, konting lang temptation sa'yo, mawawala na yan. Don't go out there in campus with a fire like this because this is not representing the Word of God. You know what kind of fire you need to have and you will have if you have the Word of God? It's like this man. That kind of fire. That kind of man. That's the kind of person God wants you to be. When you go out there, you are so consumed with the Word of God, the world doesn't have an effect on you. When you go out there, you don't go out there with a hammer like this. Temptation! You can't defeat the world with a hammer like this. You need a hammer like this. And this is the Word of God here. That is the Word of God. And as I close, I just have one message for all of us. You are personally responsible to know the Word of God.